Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for April 1st, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I'm sorry to report that April Fool's Day has been canceled. Today, JLN has four videos in the newsletter. Two are from our JLN Industry Leader video series from FIA Boca 2024. One is with Travis Schwab of Aventis, and the other with Leo Melamed. Leo was at Boca and spoke to the NFA during a dinner there about the start of the organization. He sat down for a quick interview with us to talk about what he was up to lately, including writing a sequel to his 1984 science book, The Tenth Planet. He also talked about the U.S.-China relationship and his work with the CME's Competitive Market Advisory Council, including a recent meeting where AI was the subject. He also signed a copy of his most recent book, Man of the Futures, for me. I now have two inscribed copies of his book. Travis Schwab gives an update on Aventis and the major themes of the year. Commissioner Carolyn D. Pham is set to be honored on April 5th, 2024, when she will be presented with the 2024 Belva Lockwood Award by the George Washington University Law School and Law Association for Women. The event will commence at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at the George Washington University Law School, located at 716 20th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 20052, in the FCC on the fifth floor. The Canadian Annual Derivatives Conference will be held in Montreal, May 22nd to 23rd, 2024, at the Le Westin Montreal Hotel. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the Leo video. Leo Melamed discusses AI, China-U.S. relations, and literary ventures at FIA International Futures Industry Conference. John Lothian News caught up with Leo Melamed during the FIA International Futures Conference at Boca Raton, Florida, where he sat for a quick interview. He shared that he is currently writing a sequel to his 1984 science fiction book, The Tenth Planet. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's our second video. Aventis CEO unveils regulatory challenges and surveillance trends at FIA conference. AI, the major theme of the FIA Boca conference, is a big theme in the world of trade surveillance, according to Travis Schwab, CEO of Aventis. Quote, applying those technologies to surveillance is becoming very commonplace, unquote, he said. Schwab was interviewed at the FIA Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, by John Lothian News as part of the JLN Industry Leader Series sponsored by Wedbush. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then, Options Discovery, Episode 31, Technical and Fundamental Analysis in Options. Brett Kenwill, Options Analyst at eToro, discusses this and more with JLN's Esma Awis. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awis discusses technical and fundamental analysis in options. This episode includes a breakdown of why price movements are essential to technical analysis and why intrinsic value is the main indicator in fundamental analysis. Esma then sits down with Brett Kenwill, an options trader at eToro, who shares more insight into these two types of analysis. You can check out eToro with a link in today's newsletter and watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's the second video, Technical and Fundamental Analysis in Options. Brett Kenwill, options analyst at eToro, discusses options technical analysis strategies in this Options Discovery full interview. In this Options Discovery full interview, Esma Awas speaks with Brett Kenwill, an options analyst at eToro. Brett addresses a variety of topics from his career, including his background in financial journalism. He gives more insight into the different kinds of technical analysis, technical indicators, and price trends. Brett also talks about the basics of fundamental analysis and the influencers behind it. You can check out eToro here with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Chicago Tribune. The headline, Gmail revolutionizes email 20 years ago. People thought it was Google's April Fool's joke. Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin loved pulling pranks, so much so they began rolling outlandish ideas every April Fool's Day, not long after starting their company more than a quarter century ago. One year, Google posted a job opening for a Copernicus Research Center on the moon. Another year, the company said it planned to roll out a scratch-and-sniff feature on its search engine. The jokes were so consistently over the top that people learned to laugh them off as another example of Google mischief. And that's why Page and Brin decided to unveil something no one would believe was possible 20 years ago on April Fool's Day. My comment, Gmail replaced AOL as the generic email of choice. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, a total solar eclipse is coming. Here's what you need to know. These are the answers to common questions about the April 8th eclipse, and we're offering you a place to pose more of them. On April 8th, North America will experience its second total solar eclipse in 7 years. The moon will glide over the surface of our sun, casting a shadow over a swath of Earth below. Along this path, the world will turn dark as night. Sky watchers in Mexico will be the first to see the eclipse on mainland. From there, the show will slide north, entering the United States through Texas, then proceeding northeast before concluding, for most people, off the coast of Canada. My comment. If you want a hotel room anywhere near the eclipse, be prepared to pay through the nose. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, bird flu found in Michigan, Idaho cows as virus spreads in U.S. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been discovered in dairy herds in Michigan and Idaho, indicating the virus is spreading into new U.S. states. The National Veterinary Services Laboratories has confirmed the presence of bird flu in a Michigan herd that recently received cows from Texas, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said on Friday. In a joint statement with the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the USDA also said presumptive positive tests have been received in New Mexico, Idaho, and Texas. My comment. If only the birds had gotten the vaccine. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, South Africa wants to preserve its wild animals by eating them. As part of an ambitious biodiversity economy strategy, the company aims to sextuple the size of its game meat industry by 2036. First up, antelope. South Africa has come up with a novel strategy to protect and expand its already abundant wildlife herds. It wants people to eat more of the animals. The idea may seem distasteful to many, but for the environmental department tasked with making South Africa's natural riches pay their way in the world's most unequal country, it solves a number of problems. By adding to the value of antelope that inhabit vast tracts of marginal and degraded land, increasing the incentive to preserve their habitats and potentially bringing in revenue stream to many of the country's poorest communities in remote areas. My comment. In other related news, Australia's kangaroo conservation efforts hop to it and grill for good, and Canada's maple syrup miracle tapping trees by cutting them down. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the Financial Times crypto group Copper launches review after embarrassing sushi party. Second was FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison for fraud, also from the Financial Times. Third was meet the world's richest 29-year-old, how Sam Bankman-Fried made a record fortune in the crypto frenzy, from Forbes. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Trump stock trades takes Washington by storm. Surprise possible $5 billion windfall for GOP candidate adds a new twist to the race for the White House. Wall Street has always played a big role in politics, but never like this. Former President Donald Trump is tantalizingly close to tapping a multi-billion dollar windfall that could help pay his legal bills and give a much-needed cash injection to his presidential campaign. Almost no one saw it coming. Nearly everyone went wrong with the get-rich-quick plan for Trump's social media platform to go public by riding one of the biggest speculative waves in market history. As has often been the case with Trump, missteps and obstacles didn't matter. The combination of luck and his most passionate followers has added a great unknown to the presidential race, and it has suddenly brought everything about social media's growing influence over the financial markets into politics. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Beyond Memes, Robinhood seeks to broaden its appeal. Can the broker's first credit card help it shake off a reputation based on short-term trading? When Robinhood launched its first credit card this week, including a flashy gold version, founder Vlad Tenev said it represented, quote, just the beginning, unquote, of what the broker intended to offer its customers. The move might jar with those who know Robinhood from the pandemic era, when it enabled first-time traders to make commission-free bets on soar-away meme stocks that would soon fall short of hopes. True to its trading app image, Robinhood also rolled out cryptocurrency trading in Europe in December and launched its first overseas brokering operation in the UK this month. And then here's another story, also from the Financial Times. The headline, huge AI funding leads to hype and, quote, grifting, unquote, warns DeepMind's Dennis Hassabis. British AI pioneer says the billions of dollars being poured into startups is obscuring scientific progress in the field. The surge of money flooding into artificial intelligence has resulted in some crypto-like hype that is obscuring the incredible scientific progress in the field, according to Sir Demis Hassabis, co-founder of DeepMind, the chief executive of Google's AI research division, told the Financial Times that the billions of dollars being poured into generative AI startups and products that, quote, brings with it a whole intended bunch of hype and maybe some grifting and some other things that you see in other hyped up areas, crypto or whatever. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our contents to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.